Hi there, welcome. It is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani, and we have our wonderful show team in place today. Matt Gabinski is on the phones. Pedro is on social media. Michael, our producer, is on the controls. And Debbie, the Take Two family is going to want to contribute, I think, to today's conversation.
Absolutely, Jerry. Okay, so today we're asking the question, what is one Catholic practice or devotion you wish more people knew about? Okay, I'll say it one more time. What is one Catholic practice or devotion you wish more people knew about? Okay, so very exciting question, I think, because we're going to have a little catechetical lesson here on these private devotions, and I think it's wonderful. These Catholic prayers and practices and devotions can always get us deeper in our faith life and our spiritual lives. Oh, and we just found out it's Vanessa on the phones today. So yeah. There you go. You're going to get everybody's going to get a nice treat today. Vanessa is on the phones today. So we'd like for you to weigh in on this. And maybe you are not Catholic and you're thinking, what is a devotion? You know, what are the practices? We'll happily tell you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
If I'm not mistaken, I see kind of a blue theme today to both of us. You're wearing blue. I've got a blue sweatshirt on.
Yeah,
it's maybe, a Blessed Mother theme. Lady. Yeah,
it is. Okay, so definitely the rosary.
Yeah.
We wish more people would pray the rosary. Yes, there you go. So that's the first one. Okay.
All right, yeah. Is there a devotion that you have that you love that has helped you out in your spiritual life, your prayer life? Maybe it's helped you get some answered prayers from above. And maybe you think, well, this is something I really wish the whole world knew about. Now is the chance for you to share that with the entire world via Take Two with Jerry and Debbie at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. As Catholic Christians and many non-Catholics as well, pray the Rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the Chaplet of St. Michael. There's the Surrender Novena. There are all kinds of novenas and wonderful prayers. We have just a wealth, an absolute treasure trove of devotions as Catholic Christians. And if there's one that you wish was more widely prayed and known about, call in right now and share that at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So you know I'm going to say Divine Mercy, right? Definitely Divine Mercy. Absolutely. Jerry, you have to mention the saints of today because we love St. Therese and, of course, her parents.
Yeah, well, it's Louis and Zélie Martin. I believe her last name might have been Guérin, but it's the parents of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. What an amazing family. The whole world knows about St. Thérèse. Not as many people about St. Louis and Zélie, but I believe they have a sister, don't they? She has a sister as well, I think, that's canonized.
I didn't know about that. Really? She has a sister? Oh, you know what I do? What I do know is I'm going on a Seine River cruise in April, and we get to go to her her birthplace in the area where she lived. So I'm so excited. And if anybody wants to come, it's so easy. All you got to do is go to grnonline.com/events. Look at the Seine River Cruise. Father Sam Medley is going to be with us. Dave Palmer, Sean Rice. It's going to be a blast. And I've never been on a river cruise. I'm so excited to go there and so to be there. Wow. And you know how much we love St. Therese. So yeah, it's exciting. That's coming up, guys. So if anybody wants to plan a pilgrimage and a life-changing event, I suggest to go with us.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I'm jelly. You're jelly?
Say, Debbie. Yeah,
you're jelly?
I'm jealous.
I'll take you with us in spirit.
Yeah, maybe I can carry your suitcases or something.
Okay. No, that's Marty's job.
Oh, okay. I got it. Well, good. Then I can go and I don't have to carry suitcases.
Exactly.
That's even better.
Exactly. Jerry, are you looking at the phones? This is amazing. Our Take Two family is coming in strong, and they want to talk about devotions today.
Well, why don't we get started? Dawn is a first-time caller from North Carolina, and Dawn is listening today on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Dawn. You get the lead off today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you want us to know about?
So you guys mentioned the rosary, and I just started formation about a month ago as a soul corps leader. Mm-hmm. And soul corps is movement with the rosary.
Yep.
So it's been very exciting, and I'm actually doing my first Zoom with people I've met in a Facebook fellowship group for Catholic women, and some staff at the church are going to join me because I've practiced before we do our practicum and then actually become leaders.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, thank you, Dawn, because we've actually spoken about Soul Core before, because people have called in on the show about yoga and stuff of that nature. And we were saying, you know, there are alternatives to these stretches and movements, and then to incorporate prayer is so beautiful, and so Soul Core being one of them. So that's really awesome. Are you finding that people are responding, Dawn?
Yes. And it's not just, I think, like you said, it's an alternative, and it's not just the stretching or what, you know, people think of as yoga, because there is cardio, and there is, you can do a full body workout. So there's just so many options in different ways. And nice. Coming from a group exercise and personal training background before all this, and just how it came upon, the spirit brought me to it. It, you know, people say, oh, you stumbled on it, but there was a reason why it was now.
Very cool.
So I'm excited to share it with people.
Yeah, and there's always a reason, and it's just so beautiful that we are composite beings, you know, body, mind, soul, spirit, all of that. I had never heard about this, Dawn, before you called in. It sounds like, Debbie, you did, but I just did a quick little look online. It looks like it's very interesting.
Yes, it's very cool. We're great success with it, Dawn. If I had a little bit more time, I would join your Zoom meeting.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Have a blessed day.
You too, Dawn. Call us again. Call us again. Don't be a first-time caller and that's it. We like to develop relationships. Okay.
Jerry, no one and done, right?
No one and done. That's right. Okay, Dawn, have a great day. And then we're going to get to Samuel next on the other side of the break. We do have an open phone line because Dawn just freed it. If you want a special practice, prayer, devotion that you wish more Catholic Christians knew about, then now is the time to call in and share, just like Dawn did. And she was a first-time caller. So 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, real quickly, I have to mention this because we get a lot of text messages now. You could always text us, and then you can tell us the devotion right there. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your devotion that you want the whole world to know about. Just know that message and data rates may apply. Okay, Jerry and I will be back in just a minute. Just hang tight, everybody. Don't leave. Samuel's up next, and we're talking about the one Catholic practice or devotion you wish more people knew about. We'll be right back.
So glad you're with us, and we are very happy that you are on the phone lines there. If you're calling in trying to get through, please keep on trying. We do have a little bit of a waiting area there. Phone lines are full right now, and not a surprise, because so many of us have our beautiful favorite prayers, devotionals, novenas, things like that, and we sometimes wonder, gee, does the world know enough about this? And maybe you have one that's a little less known, a little more obscure. Maybe it's a very, very popular one, and you just wish the world was very, very familiar with it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we often tell you about the free ebooks that you get from EWTN. There's one called Behold the Beauty of Our Faith, Mary Major. Mary Major is it's a basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. And the book is Behold the Beauty of Our Faith. It's an ebook. It features photographs taken by the EWTN Vatican Bureau in Rome. And again, it just shows the magnificence of the Basilica of St. Mary Major. This is, again, free, no cost. It might, if you have data rates, if you text or something, that's fine. But you can go online to EWTN.com/STMajor. That's EWTN.com/STMajor for your free ebook.
Okay, so as promised, we're going to go to Samuel in Odessa, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Samuel, thanks for joining us on Take Two. Take it away.
Good morning, Jerry and Debbie. Anyway, of course, I do the rosary every day, daily, and I'm a daily communicant in the Charis. But the one devotion that I wish more men would pick up is the devotion to St. Joseph.
Yes.
And I've been, I'm kind of known for spreading the cards out at our masses, at our churches and stuff to the men. But sometimes I kind of think that they kind of just shrug it away and, you know, kind of slip it in between the bills or whatever, and it gets lost. So what I started doing is, of course, I hand out candy, and so that's basically going to tell everybody who I am, because they know who I am by that. But I hand out candy to the little ones after mass and stuff when they behave or when I see them behaving right and everything. But what I started doing is I started handing them the little prayer card to St. Joseph, the ancient wow. prayer to St. Joseph. Nice. And I hand it to them and I tell them, here, I says, this is better than the candy. I says, pray it, tell your daddy to pray it with you, mm-hmm. you know. And so hopefully by doing it that way, I can get them or the Holy Spirit to get them to move to do it, to do the devotion to St. Joseph that way.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely, these things you're doing, Samuel, are so beautiful and kind of unique. I don't know if I've heard of anybody, you know, giving the kids those treats like that for, you know, kind of behaving themselves in mass, but giving them that prayer card as well, introducing people to St. Joseph early. My middle name is mm-hmm. Joseph, one of my two middle names, and I am uh-huh. not really proud to say it took me up until about, what, 4 or 5 years ago when Father Donald Calloway came out with his consecration to St. Joseph. I did the consecration. That's really in my life, the point in my life when I first started to get really familiar with St. Joseph and calling upon him like I should have been my whole life. So, Debbie, I think Samuel's really onto something here.
Well, we did it all together, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all did it together. Marty did, my husband, I did, my sister did. We all were consecrated to St. Joseph based on that book that Father Donald Calloway did. People can pick up the book at EWTNRC.com. But we're right with you, Samuel. We totally believe in promoting St. Joseph in our families. Absolutely. And I love how you give that ancient prayer card. I think it's wonderful. You've got a ministry there, and I think you're doing just a fabulous job.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And hopefully that little spark will spark up a flame within these families and everything, because yep. I really believe in our times right now with what we're experiencing here lately and what I can foretell seeing in the future, the way people are behaving, we're going to need St. Joseph a whole lot more.
Totally agree. About
that. Yeah. Yeah, this is St. Joseph's hour. We've said that on this show many times. And mm-hmm. Samuel, I think you have really helped to highlight that for us today and for our listeners. Thank you. Be sure, will you call us again, Samuel, sometime?
Absolutely.
Okay. God
Thank
bless you, brother.
You, Samuel.
Have a beautiful day.
Yeah. So just again, if anybody wants the book, and you can go through it with your friends and family members, it's The Consecration to St. Joseph by Father Donald Calloway. It can be found at EWTNRC.com.
Yeah, and if you want to know, there is a litany of St. Joseph also at do a search for EWTN.com, litany, L-I-T-A-N-Y, litany of St. Joseph, and you'll see some of the titles that the church bestows upon St. Joseph, and I think just by even reading those, you'll see what immense power that God has granted him because of all the obedience and things that he did for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So a lot of good resources out there. Today we're talking about a devotion that you wish was more popular, that the world knew more about. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We will go to Sandra, another first-time caller today in Louisiana, listening on Christ the King Radio. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Go right ahead.
Okay, I wanted to tell you a devotion that I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with. I don't think that they are. There is a devotion that used to be called Rosary Congress, but is called Eucharistic Rosary Congress. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about it.
Please do.
The practice started in 1978. Pope John Paul II wanted to visit Poland, but the Polish government provided a lot of restrictions for him to come. And the papal office, the emissary said, no, we won't do that. So a prayer group in Poland started a prayer group that started a prayer that one of the members felt like she had been given a message of what they needed to do. And for 1 week, they prayed before the Blessed Sacrament, the Rosary, continuously, morning and night, for a week. And at the end of the week, the Polish government relaxed its restriction, and the Pope visited Poland. Mm-hmm. Well, in 1988, the practice was brought to the United States, and a lady in our community who was a pilgrim that went to a number of pilgrimages was contacted by someone in Washington and said, we're starting this Rosary Congress here. Would you come and visit with us about it? And she did, and when she said, oh, I've got to go back to my community and start it. And so she started one in 1988, and it has continued in Crowley ever since then. But also, it has continued throughout the United States. There is now a National Eucharistic Congress Board, and its goal was to have Eucharistic Rosary Congresses in every diocese of the United States. And you can go online to Eucharistic Congress and look it up, and you'll be able to see on the map every single place where there's a Rosary Congress during October. Ours in our church parish will begin on Monday, October the 6th, and it starts at 7 in the morning, continues until Friday night at 7, and every day we have a Mass in the evening, but the Rosary is prayed before the Blessed Sacrament all day long, even in the evening hours, and our committee has to find people who will commit to doing that, which we do. It involves 106 hours of prayer, so we have to have a minimum of two people praying, so we need 212 people, and we have much more than that. And those Rosary Congresses are going on in the United States during October, and the National Eucharistic Rosary Congress Board has posted all of those on there. So I think it's something that's beautiful, and people can look it up to see if maybe there's one in their community.
Wow. You know, I think I had heard about this, Sandra, but I'm online looking up more information about this. This is going to be so powerful, and I know you know this, and Debbie and all of our listeners, but I'll just state it anyway. When we combine the powerful devotion of the Rosary with adoration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament, just imagine the graces that are going to be the result of that, the transformations not only in the lives of the people who are participating in this, but those for whom they are praying, and those graces are going to go out far and wide. Now, I was online here, Sandra. I see the website RosaryCongressUSA.org. Does that sound right?
I think so. I think that might be the Kristen Bird is the leader right now, the president of the board, and I think it's Rosary Congress USA. But if not, that'll give them that information too.
Yeah, I see. Beautiful. Father Chris Alar on here, and and a number of other people. RosaryCongressUSA.org. Deb?
Yeah, that's amazing. And when people come together, the power of prayer, when we come together as the body of Christ, yeah, I bet you you've seen miracles, haven't you? Have you heard about miracles happening?
I can't say I have. I've only been lead coordinator since 22. Ding Huftower, who is the lady who started in 88, it was taken over in 2014 by Luminaries of Mary prayer group, and we took it over in 22. One of the things that we've seen is that three men who are now priests have told Ding that they believe that the Rosary Congress is for the reason why they became priests, because they participated and were able to see that.
Sure.
So it's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so you're already seeing the fruits of it. That's wonderful. Wow.
Right.
Amazing. I hope it continues to grow. Thank you so much for sharing all the details. You definitely had it all down with all the information, and that's so important because the Take-Two family likes the complete details of things. So you did a great job, Sandra, and I think you're going to see it grow. So God bless you for doing this today.
As a PS, I just want to say, it is possible for someone to start a Rosary Congress in their own diocese or a church parish because the Rosary Congress USA website has access to the steps that you can do this to start your own. So I want to encourage anyone that this sounds wonderful that they might consider trying that and contacting the board, and because the national board will give them support in getting this started.
I love it.
And this is how devotions like this spread, hopefully like wildfire in this case. Yeah, the website again, RosaryCongressUSA.org, and there is at the top of the homepage the different drop-down menus, and one is exactly as you just said, host your own. So again, folks, go to RosaryCongressUSA.org. Sandra, thank you so much. Have a blessed day, And we are grateful that you joined us on the program today, talking about devotions or prayers that you wish the world knew more about. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. We will go to Kelly, driving through New York. Kelly is on the way to Vermont, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. So I wanted to tell you about actually two practices that I started as an adult. I was brought up kind of a really nominally Catholic and never heard about them. But I just think that they're so important. And one of them is to just offer it up. I never heard that term growing up, but I just realized how powerful it is to offer up every little thing, whether it's a joy or a suffering. And you can do that by, you know, saying a morning offering, and that kind of automatically happens, or consecrating yourself to Jesus through Mary, and then it kind of automatically happens. But it's just to remember to offer up every little thing throughout the day and how powerful that is. And you can even do it for a particular person or intention, but just give it to Mary and have her apply it somewhere. And mm-hmm. the other thing that has made a huge difference in my life is just, sorry about that, is a devotion to talk to my guardian angel constantly throughout the day and involve him in every little thing that I do. I'm elderly, I'm kind of disabled, I'm in pain all the time, so I have trouble. Sometimes, if I'm walking down the stairs, angel, please help me not to fall. Angel, help me not to slip on the ice. Angel, help me not to drop this. Angel, mm-hmm. where did I put my cane? Mm-hmm. I'm talking to him constantly. And mm-hmm. he's my best friend. I just love him.
So, well, I have to comment. That's near and dear to my heart, Kelly. I don't know if you could hear us on break when you were on hold, but we were just talking about offering it up on the show calendar to talk about it because we think it's very misunderstood. So thank you for confirming that. We believe that was the Holy Spirit. And as you are driving through New York to Vermont, safe driving, being close to your guardian angel, wow, that just makes me smile because I'm such a believer. Believer and promoter of the holy angels. And if anyone wants to actually go through a consecration to the angels, they could go to opusangelorum.org, opusangelorum.org. That's the work of the holy angels. That's their website, and they have a consecration right there if they wanted to go through the process. But I'm right with you, Kelly. I feel the exact same way, to bring our angels in, especially because we're in a very tough world. And, you know, as we age and get older, things could happen, and we do need the care and protection of our guardian angels that were assigned to us by God himself. So Kelly, you just put a huge smile on my face, and I just think you're awesome, and God bless you for sharing those really beautiful holy devotions. Jer?
Yeah, thanks Kelly for the call, appreciate that. Safe driving, please. Yeah, that was preaching to a very devoted choir here. Debbie and I both devoted to our guardian angels, and hopefully you all are as well. That'll free up a phone line here. We've got Joseph and Olga and Gregory. Hang on. If that any one of those names fits you, you are on the line. We'll get to you in a moment. And we do have a line that is open here. Talking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, your show, you make it happen every day. We're talking about a prayer, a devotion, a novena, some kind of spiritual practice that you wish the world knew more about or more people practiced it. 833-288-EWTN. That is the phone number to call. The easy way to remember it with the EWTN letters. If you want it numerically, it's 833-288-3986. Again, we will be right back to take more of your calls. We're learning a lot. We're growing in our spiritual lives together today on Take Two, so please join us. So good to have you tuned in today. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, 833-288-EWTN. We'll get to Joseph here in just a moment. Want to give a shout out. Two of our great EWTN radio partners need to hear from you next week. Iowa Catholic Radio, with 10 stations in Iowa, kicks off their fall fundraiser on Tuesday, and so does Catholic Community Media The Cross, with 4 stations serving Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Please support your Catholic radio station.
Okay, we do have an open phone line. If you'd like to spread a devotion to more people, this is the show and the platform to do it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We'll move next to Joseph in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on our friends at AM 1260 The Rock. Hi, Joseph.
Hi. Yeah, I have this devotion to St. Michael the Archangel. What's it called? Just start playing. I saw a thing of service. The Chapel of St. Michael the Archangel.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And it has, I started praying Chapel of Divine Mercy a while back, and that helped me a lot. I have trouble with mental illness, and I'll tell you this one time. I see things. I have thoughts sometimes. I have thought of Jesus, Jesus, all right. I see twice a light, too, Mm-hmm. And
Well, Joseph, you brought up St. Michael the Archangel, which I think is absolutely beautiful that you did. Mm-hmm. We all should pray the St. Michael prayer. If you're not familiar with that, again, that is something you'll also find at EWTN.com. So just do a search for that. But Debbie, again, one of the archangels. I know you studied angels, as you've said on this show mm-hmm. many times, for, about a decade and a half. And
yep.
I know you know a lot about the power of St. Michael.
Oh, absolutely, Joseph. I couldn't agree more. And we St. Michael is one of our powerhouse saints we pray to before this show, Take Two, and St. Michael the Archangel prayer we pray on the spirit world with Adam Bly. And, we're coming up on the Archangel Feast coming up next week. And I just know, Joseph, that's going to be a special day for you, because when you honor St. Michael the way you are doing, it's just extraordinary to develop the relationship with the Archangels. So way to go, Joseph. Stay close to the angels. You can never go wrong with the holy angels. It's just an added comfort and help as we go through this life that can be sometimes very difficult. And it really is. They are our soul guard. Our bodyguards, our soul guards, they especially our guardian angels, and it's so important. So, Joseph, I love that you love St. Michael the Archangel. So thank you, sir, and God bless you, and have a beautiful rest of your day in Cleveland, Ohio. Jerry, I just wanted to say again, we are getting messages about Kelly's call, confirming that we should add on to the show calendar the concept of offering it up and what that means. And then it's so interesting. We've got another confirmation coming in from Greg. Gregory, we believe, from Dallas, Texas. I find this show, particularly when we are talking about, you started it off, Jerry, that we both were wearing blue and you're talking about Our Lady. I just find that when we really entrust these episodes to all of heaven and for their assistance, these shows with your takes, folks, with your takes become anointed. They truly do. And so it's so amazing what we are learning today. I agree with Jerry Usher. So Olga's up next in San Antonio, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Olga, you're up next. Take it away.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to share a devotion that I just came across maybe a couple of years ago, and it's really inspired me. I worry about a lot of things and a lot of people, so I've been that way all my life, but I came across this surrender novena and surrender prayer.
Right.
And it's just made a different, really big difference in my life. I was so inspired by it and so moved by it that I even put it on my gravestone. That's the prayer that I put on my gravestone.
Wow. There's another confirmation for us. We'll share, Olga. You keep going.
Thank you. God bless you and have a good day.
Oh, no. You can stay on if you have more to say about this, because you're just confirming what Jerry and I have prayed about for this episode. So it's amazing how everybody's stepping up and doing their part. And you put it on the tombstone. So that's how deeply it has affected your spiritual life.
Yes. And I have never heard it before. I'm 67 years old. So I've made by the grace of God, he gave me the grace to put my preparations and get ready to meet him in heaven. And so I have tried to give everything to him everything, and it's been hard as a human, but you know what? God does make a difference, and He does move things. He is the one that helps us through, and He has helped me through with it, giving up all these things that were worrying, and it's really Him. It came from Him by the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
No, I gave it to Him, and I've been trying to look for something, a booklet or something, information. I know that it came from, it's something to do with, it's Father Dolindo, I believe.
Right, yeah. Father Dolindo Rutolo. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it came from Padre Pio.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So it's great devotion. I mean, I need to look, I want to find a book somewhere. Maybe y'all have it that I need to look, but I want to pray more, and I want to find the holy cards. I want to spread that devotion, and I just haven't been able to find anything here in San Antonio, but yeah, maybe I could look at EWTN and find something there. Yes.
There's most likely something there at EWTN.com. You can also just do a search for Surrender Novena. I just did, and there's a wonderful article on Catholic Exchange about this. And St. Padre Pio, who a lot of people have a devotion to, in fact, Debbie, you did a show on him a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
He called Dolindo Ruotolo a saint and said that the whole of paradise was in his soul. And Father Dolindo he embraced poverty in the last years of his life, turned down any kind of, you know, financial offerings or anything. He was a victim soul. He suffered. He was paralyzed for many years. This is the kind of man we need to pay attention to. And when he gives us a prayer like this, Jesus, oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. We should really take this on because Olga has pointed out it does help relieve worry and stress and anxiety, not just from a psychological point of view, but also Jesus, those graces come into our lives when we pray this prayer.
Absolutely. And Olga, I just did a quick search for you. Okay, get ready for this. You're going to love this. There is a chaplet, a gorgeous chaplet. I'm ordering it, and I'm gonna do what you're doing, Olga. You said you wanted to start passing this out. And there's a pamphlet, the Surrender Novena, given to Jesus by Father Dolindo Rutolo. You get the chaplet with the beaded chaplet and the pamphlet at EWTNRC.com. All you have to do, Olga, is go and type in the search Surrender Novena Father Dolindo Rutolo. It comes right up. It is gorgeous, and it's only $12. I'm gonna buy a bunch of them. So there you go. Olga, what do you say?
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my God, thank you.
I know
you can. I will definitely do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it too, Olga. I think that's a great idea. What a great gift. I'm going to give that as gifts. That's fantastic. And I just ordered yesterday on EWTNRC. Now I got to go back on EWTNRC.com and order again. But Olga, see how quick it is. EWTNRC, the religious catalog, has us covered. They really do. I keep telling everybody, just do all your Christmas shopping there. So Olga, you started something. I love it. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. And yes, got to keep going. Yep. Surrender. Amen.
That's right. Praise
Amen.
God.
Jesus, you take the wheel, right? You take
Thank
the wheel.
Thank you, Olga. Thank you, Olga. Great yes. call. We appreciate that. Gregory, too, has been on the line here for a couple minutes. We're happy to welcome you to the program. Gregory, listening in Dallas, the Dallas area, on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Gregory.
Hello. How are you all?
Good. How's your day going?
It's going good. Can you hear okay?
Just fine.
Yes.
All right.
And Gregory, you're our confirmation, by the way. You're our confirmation, so you take it away. We're going to go real quiet so you can share with the world about this devotion.
So the devotion to the Infant Jesus of Prague, I'm a big fan of. I had seven children with my dear wife and always trusted God. And I worked for IBM for 23 years, and then IBM says, we don't need you anymore. So the little side business of basically fencing in the Dallas-Fort Worth area needed to be much bigger because we can't survive on this small little income. So the Carmelite nuns of Dallas said, Mr. Davis, we're going to give you the Infant Jesus of Prague and just trust and believe in him and your finances will be taken care of. And I have to be honest, I love the Carmelite nuns and they're so powerful, but it just was like, really? I mean, is it that easy? Yes, it's that easy. They gave us the Infant Jesus of Prague statue, beautiful statue. You put it in a place of honor in your home, and every day, almost every day, I'd say every day, you say the prayer, devotion to the Infant Jesus of Prague. And what that does, it takes all the pressure and and all the stress of being a father of eight now, and mortgage and all the bills, and it puts it on him. And that was the biggest thing. I trusted in him. It just got, my business got bigger and bigger. This exploded right after we got the statue. And, to trust in Christ. I've told probably about 10 business owners, and I think almost every single one of them came back to me. In fact, one business owner of 15 years said, he calls me up out of the blue. I hadn't seen him in about 15 years. He calls me out of the blue and says, "We're going to Prague." I think it's in Czechoslovakia. Wow.
Right.
"We're going to Prague to honor him."
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, we're going to Prague to honor him. And you gave me, Greg, you gave me that devotion 15 years ago. My business has taken off, and we wanted to invite you to Prague also.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, I don't know how hardly even remember the conversation, but I just I trust in him. It's an awesome devotion. If you lost your job, you want a new job, believe in this, trust in him, and God will show you the way through the infant Jesus of Prague. It is totally awesome devotion.
Amen to you, Brother Greg. You are incredible, okay? So I want to tell you real quickly, before we started the show, we prayed to the powerhouse team of holy men and women of God and to ask us to really help shape this conversation so that the right people step up. Right before we started the show, I just said a quiet little prayer, and I said, "Lord, if somebody calls in with the devotion to the infant Jesus of Prague, the infant of Prague, please, Lord, I just know this is meant for so many people." And Greg, I think you called yourself Greg or Gregory. Gregory, you stepped up. I just want to say thank you for saying yes to the Holy Spirit. Right before the break, I told our producer, Michael, I said, Michael, I have seen major miracles with the infant of Prague, and you just confirmed it with those miracles, and it's all about trust. And why does the devotion of the infant Jesus of Prague work? You know why it works? Because it's about us trusting God, free falling into God's arms when we feel the most vulnerable, the most, we feel so out of, we don't have control over things because financial affairs and things of that nature can weigh us down, can paralyze us, can make us feel so depressed, and the demons know that. And so if we turn all of our trust to the infant Jesus, oh my goodness, do we see the fruits of that and the healing, and it is incredible. Oh, we're getting confirmation from our call screener, Vanessa, saying the same thing, and it healed her as a baby. I mean, the infant of Prague, oh, Greg, I'm so glad you shared it, and we are right with you. We love it. And also, everybody can do a search at EWTNRC.com. Go and type in the infant Jesus of Prague. So you're seeing, you're not going to, we agree with you. You're not going to get a single argument from us, Greg. We're right with you.
Yeah, all glory goes to God. It's a beautiful devotion. Trust in him. And there's also the novena for times of trials and tribulations. You can say, I think it's three prayers in a row, devotion and the prayer to the infant Jesus of Prague. It's bar none the best.
Totally agree with you. Jerry, and you were going to actually spell it for our listeners just to make sure they can type it in correctly, because if they want to have the devotion.
Yeah, it's infant, of course, the first word, infant of Prague, P-R-A-G-U-E, mm-hmm. P-R-A-G-U-E, the infant of Prague, and that is one of the manifestations that Jesus has appeared to in miraculous appearances. And so there's a wonderful devotion in the church.
Mother Angelica was dedicated to the infant Jesus as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Gregory, thank you.
Thank you, Gregory.
Yeah, what a great contribution.
Four confirmations
program.
We have today. And we got a fifth one coming in with
that's
the souls in purgatory.
Family, though,
I know. It's the Holy Spirit. I love it. I
want to mention just real quickly here, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. Catholic Connection tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Our very own call screener, Vanessa, is going to guest host tomorrow. Doug Keck will be on the program with the Inside Word at EWTN. And Brian and Jennifer Kuzma, co-founders of Smart Families United, on the importance of protecting our kids from the dangers of smartphones. And parents, you better believe there are a lot of dangers out there.
And you got Vanessa, the first name right, but it's actually Vanessa who is on Ave Maria Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. No. Vanessa Denegarmo. And so she'll be guest hosting tomorrow.
I just elevated our call screener, Vanessa, to
you did.
Teresa's guest
yeah.
host.
There you go. There you go. See that? You just gave our call screener a promotion. I love that. Okay, so we got to have fun, guys. You got to keep a sense of humor. Gerardo in Texas. Look at this. Look at Texas go. Four calls in a row from Texas. First time caller from Guadalupe Radio Network. Gerardo, thank you so much. Welcome.
Okay, yeah, this is my first time calling. I was just hearing your show, and I thought I have a story that goes with your program. I'll be in staying in grace the most I can. Like every time that I commit a big sin, I go to confession right away, and doing it constantly, you know, like when I sin, I can't have the sin in my body no more. You know, I want to be in grace. I want to be a difference in the world. And I can feel it. I can feel the Holy Spirit in me. Mm-hmm. And when I do that, I'm being praying for the soul, for the in purgatory. And I had so many battles that all these angels had fought my battle for me. It was, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here no more.
Wow.
And I'm just, some of my angels tell me that keep on. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing good. And I just wanted to share this with y'all.
Wow. Thank you. Mr. Gerardo, thank you for taking the time to call in, especially being a first-time caller to our program. We definitely appreciate that. And my name is, I go by Jerry, but my name's Gerard, so we share the same name. But, you know, you're talking about some very important and powerful things. You're staying in a state of grace. Mm-hmm. We need to do that at all times in our relationship with God. If we need to get to confession, we go. And as you said, that you make use of that sacrament. But also you brought in the souls in purgatory as well. And this is a very historical, traditional, and biblical teaching of the Catholic Church, that there is a purification, a process of purification for most, not all. Some people go straight to heaven. We call them saints. But the souls in purgatory are very, very grateful for our prayers and sacrifices. And Debbie, they return that favor to us. They can't pray for themselves, but they can pray for us. If we establish friendships with the souls in purgatory, guess what?
It goes,
when they get
comes
to heaven,
around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes back around to
yep.
us. So
yep.
we all should have a great devotion to the holy souls.
Absolutely. And Gerardo, I just love your heart. You know, I agree with everything Jerry's saying, and you're a first-time caller. I hope you stay in touch with us, and you're spot on. Sometimes we overcomplicate things. It's really about getting in a state of grace, staying in a state of grace, being ready and praying often, and praying for the souls in purgatory so we can stay connected to the church suffering, and the church triumphant obviously is helping us. So Gerardo, you sounds like you've got a great recipe and your heart is in the right place. God bless you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. What a beautiful call. I hope Gerardo calls us again.
Yeah.
Okay, Pat is another first-time caller, Jerry, in Texas. We're staying in the great state of Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hey, Pat.
Hi. So Hi. Mine is also about praying for the faithful departed, and it comes with a certainly very powerful personal story. My father passed away in 97, and I had... only recently kind of come back to the church at that time. And around the time that he passed away, I started saying grace at meals again. And we'll give the whole story about how we used to say grace as a family. But I was quite concerned about my father's soul for a number of reasons. And at least 2 years later, I don't know exactly how much later, but we moved into our current home in 99, and I was at my kitchen table at breakfast saying grace and thinking very deeply about him. As I said, may the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace, amen, immediately after the standard Catholic grace. And I got roughly halfway through that prayer, and of course I'm saying this mentally to myself, when I heard audibly, stop, it's not needed anymore.
Wow.
And the only reason I can imagine that I was gifted with the grace of certainty of the truth of what we teach is that I need to share it with other people. Mm. I've said it to every person's funeral that I've attended. I've shared it with the family to just encourage it. It is true. What the church teaches about the afterlife, God's forgiveness, his incredible mercy, and our need to pray for them is absolutely true.
Yeah. Well, and Pat, you just shared it not only with a few friends here and there, or some family members, you just shared it with the world. And I'm glad that you shared that because, you know, we... unfortunately, too many times, like at funerals and stuff, you know, we talk about, you know, people being, you know, immediately canonizable saints and all of that, and we hope that they are. But the best thing we can do, and the most charitable thing we can do always, is just to be sure, you know, to be safe and make sure that we pray for our loved ones who have passed away and gone on before us. And I'm glad you brought up that that may the souls of the faithful departed, second half of the prayer before meals, the grace, because some people do that. And some people, I grew up doing that as well. So
we did too.
Without really being conscious of what I was doing as a kid, you know, Debbie, we were praying for the holy souls all mm-hmm. of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm so glad you shared it, Pat. It's huge. And, you know, thousands and thousands potentially of listeners right now are listening to you and adopting that. And it's just, we need to do that. And if we can educate and inform each other, it's only going to benefit us spiritually. So thank you, Pat, so very much.
Amen. You're very welcome.
Yes,
God bless.
Beautiful.
Have a wonderful day. Yep. We're going to stay with the theme of first-time callers right now. We're not taking only. You can call if you called the show before, you can call again. But
the rest are all full-time
Yeah, the rest
callers.
On the board here are all first-time callers. Mm-hmm. Jack is in Nebraska. Jack's listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, sir. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Anytime.
So I turned on your program when the guy was talking about the infinite frog. And so if my devotion is repetitive, I apologize.
No, not
but
at all.
A devotion that will change your life is a morning offering. Mm-hmm. Picked it up, I guess probably 3 or 4 years ago in earnest as part of an Exodus 90 exercise. Mm-hmm. And I used the one that the UCCB has on their website where you offer your prayers and works, joys and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your sacred heart. One. And if when you do that and then move through your day and look for the joys and the sufferings and offer them in the moment, it will change your life. Mm-hmm. Just simply.
Mm-hmm.
And
we agree.
I know that's my sermon.
Yeah, no, Jack, and there are a lot of different things people can do and say and pray for a morning offering, but there are some that are kind of formulated prayers as well. Do you have one of those, or do you just kind of go through a litany of things and kind of whatever the Spirit moves you at the moment?
No, I do the one, it says, you know, oh Jesus, through the Sacred Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers and works, joys and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, and the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. It's a canned prayer.
Yeah, it's
but
beautiful,
it's a beautiful
though.
Prayer, and it's a powerful prayer. If you actually then do that when you get out of bed, and then look for joys and look for sufferings, they don't have to be big.
Just, no.
Something doesn't go exactly right, that's a suffering. Something goes just kind of right, that's a joy. And offer it in that moment. I mean, my goodness, it will change your day and thereby change your life.
Praise God. Well, we're so glad that it's done that for you, Jack. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being a first-time caller and hope that you will call again. We are going to hear that closing music in a moment. Nanuka, first-time caller in Texas. Laura, first-time caller in Peru, Illinois. We are not going to get to you. I'm so sorry about that. We probably got an unscripted coming up, don't we, Debbie?
Next week. So I really want to hear the stories, and especially the one about the Infinite Prague story that Laura has, and so does Nanuka. Okay, this is huge. Next week on Script, it's going to be packed, Jerry.
Betsy on YouTube, two of her go-tos, Novena to Mary and Doer of Knots and the Surrender Novena. She says there's also the Rosary of St. Joseph. Mm-hmm. And also, let's see, there was another one there. Where did it go? There it is. Colin on YouTube, St. Michael. the St. Michael devotion. So thank you all for being a part of today's program. Again, our prayer, we ask for the prayers and intercession of Saints Louis and Zélie Martin, the parents of St. Thérèse. Tomorrow's topic, you get to call in with your urgent prayer requests. God, I need you now. That's what's coming up tomorrow to end this week of broadcasts. Thanks to the show team. Thanks to you, Take Two Family. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll talk soon.